Rocket number 9, take off for the planet, to the planet, Venus. It's in color. Finally, the soap opera sequel to My Magnetic Monster.
Michael J. Fox in his first film.
Riders to the stars, comet bugs in jars, there's coffee all day and night. The OSI is out in space, recruiting average Joes for their schemes. And now the movie starts real soon, and for what it's worth, it's just the way a sequel should be. Riders to the stars are we. Huh? Personal hygiene? It just gives me the creepy crawlies. Bored now. Ooh la la. I buy you a drink. Just another day in LA traffic. Of a lovely lady? Find out in Riders to the Stars, Chapter 1. Sometimes they explode. And welcome to the first day of Burning Man. Beep and the world beeps with you. Look, up in the sky! And this time it's personal. It's the desert, sir. It's buried under a large W. It's off-roading with the OSI. Look at these powerful jeeps as they navigate terrain that only the most incredible vehicles can negotiate. How long are you guys going to take? Breaking land speed records with the OSI. We're going to catch some air. Watch this. Oh, hey. Right on. One day, making tracks in the prairie of Prax, came a north-going Zax and a south-going Zax.
Every day I'm beeping.
I think I heard that from this direction. Yeah, let's go.
My friends say I'm creeping.
Oh, man. More bumps. Check it out. Woohoo!
Hey, buddy, I can beep all night if I have to.
I'm glad they kept wear your Devo suit to work day. That's really cool. I bet those scientists really enjoy that.
For science.
Heavy metal.
Hold the relish. On a budget. Without bragging about it.
To start using those cool bags.
I'm into freaking the squares now. Is that all? Well, I knew that.
I'm not sure if that's true. Better leave a note.
I hope he doesn't ask me to do math.
Science will save the day.
Like most sulfites.
Resist Cosmic Ray's original pizza? How could you?
Shields are out of fashion.
Why, I... You ever think of that?
And they turned out fine.
A Viewmaster competition. I'm gonna get together some of the cast from the last movie.
Maybe we'll finally get that picnic after all. Time for Maniac's cameo appearance in a movie that is otherwise devoid of all Maniacs.
It's like we're not even free anymore.
They must believe in science. 12 angry men. No women.
Like me.
Wherever you go, there you are. Otherwise, we're screwed. No pressure. This scene directed by young David Lynch. Oh, I didn't see you there. See ya. A little darkness humor. We'll measure foreheads later. It scares the kids around Halloween. We just need to find batteries.
Isn't that Dan Forbes from The Magnetic Monster?
California, here I come. That depends on how my accountant will look at it.
F is for fake ID.
It's an all-expenses-paid trip to Burbank. You can't cross the threshold with that one.
You brought this on yourself.
So dreamy. And we're developing Twinkies.
I do.
I'm not even allowed to face the camera sometimes.
It just says, get your ass to Mars.
Wink.
All dialogue, no personality. I mean, break a leg.
That's the OSI way.
The Hall of Science, where physics and astronomy can roam free and independent without the fear of being beaten up by one of the other more jockey halls.
Early O'Hurley.
I didn't realize it was you, Dan. How's it going?
Just a government stooge, you know.
Insert shot missing.
Morning, John boy. How do you feel about game shows?
Viewmasters, coffees, and picnics, as near as I can figure.
You were in the last movie. If you know what I mean. Wink.
Are you asking? If you'll have me.
Wait a minute, I thought we didn't need to get a blood test in this state.
Not at all like a magnetic monster.
Well, good. The students won't notice. And frankly, he won't notice either. I might be busy, so keep trying.
See you next fall.
So we're not gonna reminisce about last time or anything? Bye, Dan. Goodbye.
PhD, phone home.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy.
Are you sure you're not Jeff Stewart? I don't know, can you? Thank you for using MCI.
And after everything with that magnetic monster, you would think he would remember me.
Whoa!
Oh, I think they put that stuff on her teeth again.
Hold your accents!
Okay, left hand red, right foot green. This hurts.
Brubeck it is.
This must be a scene from the movie star and Professor Gilligan's Island fan fiction someone was working on.
Are they hiding?
Right. Well, I've been asked to direct this movie, and, well, I think I'm going to take the offer.
That's your name, right?
Well, right after this scene, actually.
Looks like she's a camel girl.
From an old friend. If you know what I mean. Is this an open relationship? Vegas is on the way. Yeah, and I've said no before, too.
Nah, it's just a grueling training montage that'll take up the middle third of the movie.
Science? That's above my pay grade. With Val Kilmer. And you can sing that Bare Naked Ladies song I hate.
Time to take the photos.
I'm sorry, this is the only scene we'll have together.
Because I'm not telling you. Or what's left of it.
I'm too angry. Wait, you have feelings?
My accent's over here, Susan!
It's only a week. Maybe. I mean, you might actually be back by then, so I'll just wait and tell you in person.
Just one more thing.
We could binge watch a season of Love is Blind.
But you can't drive.
I can barely keep this accent together.
I told you, you can't drive, Susan. What's up with... Well, at least I can park it at her place. Is this a Bible tale? I think the other 10 men were just and the rested.
Stock footage and stock sound effects. It's like I'm home in an Ivan Torres film.
Pretend it's a cocktail party. Because these guys don't really party. Because they were actively forgetting things left and right.
Last stop, Outlet Mall, Outback Steakhouse, and the secret government base training future astronauts. Thank you for traveling via OSI bus lines. Your number one service when it comes to secret transportation of scientists to unusual locations.
His pipe is upside down.
Oh, wow, the Concorde flies through here. Cool.
This could be a lot of fun. On the good ship Lollipop.
I wonder if you can tell the difference between an airplane and a sound effect played in the background, though.
My one weakness.
I sort of expected you to talk less. So this is a singles retreat? So are you doing anything later? It's not a good idea to get too familiar with the competition if you're going to join a reality show like this.
Oh, is it?
Not really.
Weren't you Judge Oliver on Bat Masterson?
Fish science.
The bombshell with the clipboard.
We're here to have fun.
Oh, I hate snakes.
As we dole out the plot. But death and taxes. Something I imagine.
First names withheld.
After we rifle through it. Only one of you can fall in love with me, so please keep up.
Hold on, there were 12 people on the bus and there's only 11 gentlemen now. Did they already lose somebody?
Danny McBride? He keeps nervously looking at us and wondering why we drug him to this place.
Do you like me? Check one. Yes, no, maybe?
Wink, wink.
I quote, Star Trek, not Babe Pig in the City.
You can test drugs on your own time. All it said was you're a jerk. So, start filling out these forms. Do you? It's the Curious Scientist here on Riders to the Stars.
Color palette change.
But you might not like what you hear. That would be cheating. Pornography?
Right when you get work.
And read completely. The first walk of shame for Riders to the Stars. The scene's in this room, Paul.
Why do ants love it so much?
But that's for another movie. Tech talk, tech talk. And they're ready for some football. They kept looking at me funny. I had my eye on him.
More tests after a definite negative?
He's so dreamy. I think I could tame his wild heart. Negative lands the weatherman? The British cave diver? Pretty quippy.
I know all and see all. Along with Nixon's enemies list.
Ice bucket challenge?
He'll suffer like everyone.
Will you quit asking me that?
I'm Herbert.
And I love that game. I can make another. He is main cast after all. Seems very likely. Choose, but choose wisely.
As a father, he rides that line between caring too much and not caring at all in any way, shape, or form.
Detective Scientist is on the case. So long as we don't try and get a dog to play basketball. It was a dark and stormy night. Suddenly, a shot rang out. 32 exciting nucleonic tricks that will really get his motor going. He's got a comic book inside that magazine. Now you've got me all hot and bothered. Sound effects delivered by plane. Oh, you mean me. I'm not using them. Fleur-de-lis, whatever you desire. I can't bear much more of this.
No, it's just the hardest part.
Apparently that's just a non sequitur or something. Cut, cut. Let's take it again. Oh no, two can play it dumb in this game.
I'm not even familiar with science in any capacity, and you can't prove it either.
I've already defaced as many magazines as I can.
Yeah, what he said. I agree with him.
Now, everybody, don't talk all at once.
I don't. Yet another central casting freakout. Yeah, if they don't bring dinner, then we should worry.
Maybe I should make a note of this.
They told me to go big. I prefer being locked up. More handiwork of the Office of Sound Effects Incorporated.
I can't forget my hat. Shave and a haircut. Two bits. What? And to think we used his matches.
Backstage pass. Probably not Garth Brooks. Positively. He went too big.
He could have broke it the way he was pounding.
Unless, will he do windows? Out, damn spot. The next time we need a herald who tells it like it is, Fuller's our man.
We could get somebody from my old MASH unit.
I prefer St. Pauli girl. You never gave him a smoke break. Guinness and cigarettes, a night to remember. What about HG?
Kept screaming about his rights as an American.
And I'm the only insecure one around here. What thesaurus are you using? I can't fall in love with a machine. I do need a man. He's a good writer. When he was saying, as you wish, he really meant, I love you. Never! When we'll be eliminating more of you. Well, the handsome ones, anyway. Yes, we'd all like some Guinness until we're fuller. Good night, Ben. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Mama. Good night, Dada.
An evening, Concord.
Good night, Jet Sound Effects. But I've seen a million jets before. I was more of a sharks kind of girl. Science. So it's less creepy that way. To Freud or not to Freud? That is the question. Wink. And how?
Well, then I will cross my arms.
It's the only way I'll be sure. Or die trying. I could be more cryptic, but, you know. No, it must be Thursday. On a Thursday? He went to college. Well, the math checks out. Well, the chemistry on screen between these two is just unbearable, because neither of them seem to know anything about chemistry.
The city of the future, Bulbous, serving you meals in pill form and offering you the most sophisticated centrifuges money can buy.
Loser. We lose more astronauts this way. I'm an atheist. McLeod. I have no compassion. It's how we build tension. 11. Pff, that floozy. What does that even mean? We would just make fun of him the whole time. Is it my turn on the tilt-a-whirl? I mean, break a leg. It's the OSI catchphrase. We're losing scientists left and right.
Ugh, I shouldn't have had that last beer bong.
Fiendish, isn't it? So why are you telling me? Yes, quite. Well, you know. If you know what I mean. Geez, that's a lot. They call him Ironblood. Now, show them that you've got the right... etc. cliche. Newfangled technology. Gesundheit. Judging it. It's candy-coated.
It's banana-flavored.
That's affirmative, honey bear. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be space cowboys.
Ugh.
It was Mary.
Yeah, you can tell she really wants him based on her tone. Oh yeah, I heard that's your motto. You must have this many PhDs to get on this ride.
Please do not rock the cart while inside the cabin.
Meanwhile, at Abbey Road Studios...
You're bossy. I like that. Sure, what? Can we afford the trip? Big spenders. Hot stuff coming through.
So la ti do.
I can hear it even. Whoa. Simon says,
this is fun.
That's not ominous. Is a bear Catholic? Synchronicity 83. Let's see if this guy is worthy of my love, scientifically speaking. More noise drones provided by the Office of Scientific Inquiry.
William Lundgren is Sideways, coming this fall.
Double wait for you. Triple wait for thee. Beep sound effects steady and clear. I'm already hallucinating. He remembered. He's talking about our first date.
Oh, I see they use the same sign shop that Adam West uses for all of his bat devices.
He's browning up nicely. Make sure to flip him over once he's fully cooked on one side. I need our boys to be nice and heavy.
They call me Sourpuss.
Let's do a little more. Still alive. He's not quite sick. Pure heaven. This is great. Still on time.
Who was that other detective on Barney Miller? Fish got his own TV show.
Oh, I hope he doesn't get sick like the last one. Just say when. Man alive.
He's just not cooked on the inside.
The test is dragging on for too long.
Maria Batista was only on for season 3.
I was sure he was the one. For my heart, anyway.
Ron Glass played Ron Noble, which I always thought was kind of silly because his first name is Ron in both cases.
Now I'm falling in love with him. Add butter. Get the seasonings. Are there enough place settings for everybody? I'm giving her all I got, Captain.
I think Nick was technically just a sergeant.
Don't send him to heaven. It'll loosen him up. And just lose yourself in the experience, man.
Barely enough for this stock footage. Who did Linda Lavin play? This Viewmaster is amazing.
Hook, line, and sinker. It's the highest this scene can be rated for.
Ow, my neck. Detective Stanley. Oh, I missed my coffee break. Now I can't move my neck. That sophisticated instrument, a clock. Janice Wentworth. The heart-pounding clock-watching scene will have you on the edge of your seat. Eric Dorsey? I'm gonna need to get that kink massaged out of my neck.
Jeez, guys, this sure is a lot.
Rosalind? LaCorey?
Good, because we're hungry.
And the rest? The slides are just so realistic.
Of this, Captain?
You'll love the new merry-go-round by Whammo. Who did James Gregory play?
Show no excitement.
All the best astronauts grit their teeth.
Drone complete. And he's all mine.
Hey, no running in the hallway. Now let's watch as she teaches us a lesson in biology. I guess educated fleas really do it. Yes, to solve this problem with meteors, we need microscopes. More microscopes.
We want to talk to you about your Lux Radio Theater work. Now, in those days, we called it Theater of the Mind. It was really about telling good stories.
Lockwood passed the test? Well, I guess he could sleep his way to the top as director.
Oz, they call me. Oh. So blame them. I hate you. It's my job. Take your shoes off. Feel free to smoke. We are the OSI, after all. Is a riddle to us. Outer space, that is.
Wait, Lockwood's pipe is upside down, too.
What? That's not how radiation works. Close-up magic? Notice I haven't tampered with it in any way. Notice that it's very cool and rock collectors would love to have them in their collections back at home.
Can I hold it, Mr. Wizard?
Not exactly.
They've got a deal worked out.
Don't look at me, I wasn't paying attention.
Thoughts and prayers? Mad Dog 2020? Before the end of the movie. Excuse me?
Sure, why not? Sure, I guess.
Space cowboys riding and roping meteors. Yee-haw! That's crazy.
Practically nil.
Translation, not good. A ladder? Very carefully. Oh, well, then that's all right. And hope nothing goes wrong. You'll die. The robots have a better union. Like Maniac. We can't afford it for this movie. But I'm lazy and hate to work.
I'm a doctor, not an astronaut.
Suicide should be considered carefully.
You'll have to provide the stamp. The man behind the curtain, into the Dharma Initiative. In a childish and insulting manner. But I will remember.
But be quick about it, we're already halfway through the film.
Dabby Coleman will be joining us. The profit margin. He said naively.
Well, at least we know it was a good one then. Because I don't like helping.
For now.
Eventually.
Of course you do, and I'm sure you do your own research too. We should probably reconcile soon.
No, I sure didn't teach you that.
Not in front of the other guys.
They're a Canadian power trio.
I am directing a movie, so I'm kind of busy.
I like coffee.
That was before I was resigned to dying in the horrible vacuum of deep, deep space.
Yes! I'm, please, thank you.
And I'm cold and unfeeling. Like my dark, dark thoughts.
So I've heard.
I feel whipped. I mean, yes, cream, please.
Not even at space college?
I'm incredibly sexist, after all. To show up men like you. The dreamiest scientist alive. He called it Earth Prime. The restroom is down the hall and on the left.
It must have been a very good sentence.
Excuse me, we're having a love scene in here?
We tend to introduce ourselves here. All the normal scientists have it.
Communist.
I can see why Jim Jarmusch cut this scene out of coffee and cigarettes. It's just not quite as compelling as Tom Waits and Iggy Pop together.
Hail Hydra.
One and one is two.
Ooh,
In bed. Fantasy. Adventure.
Science fiction. All of these are available on TCM.com.
Because I can't figure out how to use that app anymore.
Hey, where are you going? I thought we were doing a scene here.
Hubba hubba.
Can you read my mind? Do you know what you do to me?
Maverick!
Ready to be kicked. As you do. Being polluted. So easy to smash and stomp. Burning me to a crisp.
Ah! Way down in the hole.
Blind Mole Jefferson? But I prefer demeaning people with my tone. Would Denzel want to go and catch a meteor with us? Most likely dying. I'm impulsive! Just stupidity. A whole lot of math. Commitment, a willingness to marry. Get it? With the moon and... Oh, my type 5's coming together. Oh, we're doomed. Otherwise, none of our scientists will get to the stars. How do you stop this crazy thing? I left mine with my science gear.
Papermate? Really? Oh, well. What does this line about going clear mean? I really hope Susan gets this letter soon. Hey, wait a minute. There's two women named Susan in this film. Talk about lazy writing.
It's a great prop for a science fiction film. I want to reconnect with him. Are there any of those snickerdoodles left? I love keeping your hopes up. I'm suing him for stealing my birthday money as a kid. Well, I do have to stick around to film everything, and I am rather handsome. Pause for dramatic effect. We're not in any hurry for something interesting to happen. That'll help fill some time.
Oh, by the way, you should consider getting a Bic or maybe even a nice pen.
As sure as Mississippi riverboats. Now we can blame you if I happen to die.
So that's what Mama meant when she said there'd be days like this.
You're not the boss of me, Dad. The magnetic monster. For reals, no fooling.
Time for another OSI stag film. Oh yeah. A metaphor?
639 does not a haiku make. We asked them several times and they never said anything about feeling bad.
Birds do it, bees do it, even laboratory mice do it. That's not how humans do it. All this stock footage is starting to turn me on.
Bouncing in the hall. It was almost a catastrophe.
White mice to the stars, sent in little jars, in footage we can clearly see. Rubber balls won't fall. Hey, if I don't take this, they won't put me in the third film.
When you weren't looking.
Dad, I tried as hard as I could.
What about it? Because if you don't, you're screwed. A mycendectomy. And boy, were they delicious.
A wooden frame with chicken wire is on par for the kind of technology the OSI has access to.
Kurt Cytomack's birthday?
Palomar, Palomar.
If you can call it living. It's just plain science.
A single fortnight.
Not me, of course. I'll just stay right here.
If you insist.
Or spitting up, for that matter.
Heavy.
The guitar of rocketry. Nap time to the stars.
But I wasn't paying attention. Oh, no.
Translation, I'm not smart enough to say no.
Watch as Disney Imagineers are hard at work preparing the wonders that you'll encounter at Tomorrowland, where the whimsy of the future is available to the children of today, and to those who are merely young at heart. Using nothing more than equipment they purloined from the dumpster behind the local Radio Shack, and plenty of elbow grease, these men of tomorrow will build the sights, sounds, and entertainment that you'll happily fork over half of your annual income to enjoy. Now, over here we have Space Mountain.
Moody Rocket. That seems ill-advised. That's a long time. Drilling? Astronauts? Is this Armageddon after all? Does that mean that Dr. Lockwood is Bruce Willis's character and Dr. Gordon is Steve Buscemi's character? Which one is Ben Affleck and which one is Billy Bob Thornton? Is there even an Owen Wilson analog in all this? And would that also make Liv Tyler the Susan character? I'm not really sure. I'm not really familiar with Armageddon. It's Kobayashi Maru all over again. I am a scientist.
With pleasure.
Hooray, I get to use the oversized Viewmaster now. Oh boy, I can't wait to see what's in it.
The seat is warm.
It's the story of Peter and the Wolf.
This is like geometry. Parallel lines will never meet. Your proofs are faulty.
He doesn't think you're ready for the Viewmaster.
Ooh, you're in trouble.
I hope I can get back to that Peter and the Wolf reel soon.
Which goes. And that's how you tell time.
Which poses no threat to us in any way.
Which looks nothing like one. Huh? Please, we missed something. What was that? Now we're eating them? Did we miss something? Just like Johnson's wax. Dan, it's Jeff! How you doing? No magnetic monsters around to fight. How come they don't call you Dan? It says Eugene B. Debs, but his name is Eugene V. Debs. I love trivia. You recruited me. The teleprompter, of course. We like a good three-hander. Embarrassing you forever? Only the juicy parts. I read them on the can. You're starting to sound like R2. I wasn't listening. Do you need a nap? Motive, who's got the motive? As tactlessly as possible. I know I'm bonkers. Which I hear is painless. It would bring on many changes. Schrodinger's answer. So I'll skip it. Pause. I completely ignore the voices now. What can I say? I am the director. By the law of economy of characters, we do need you. I knew we could count on you to risk your life. Like a nosy neighbor in some sort of sitcom.
Rotating around.
She's got a TV eye on me.
Through chintzy matte paintings.
Meet the Meteors, the rarest residence album.
Where's the meteors? Where's the meteors?
We don't need a challenger on our hands. That was the original title, but once it was leaked to the public well before the film was out, they decided to change the name to shake things up. 500 more Chuck Norris jokes to impress your friends. Today's lotto numbers. It loves the desert. 3, the quickening. Unsafe at any speed. Carry the 4.
The early meteor creates the crater.
We have a ticking clock. Repeat, we have a ticking clock. Over.
3 white rockets. 3 white rockets. By the OSI. By the OSI. We'll fill them with fuel and we'll see if they fly. We'll pray to the stars that our pilots won't die. Have you ever seen such a boring sight in your life as 3 white rockets? Sure, and a weather balloon too. We haven't done much real science this movie. And here's how I help.
The rocket socket. Where it's safe. So we'll know who to blame. Some of the many marvels that future kitchens will use. Hawkeye and Klinger will join us later. The average length of a tune by Rush. That means you're doomed. Try to keep it under that. There's not much slower than him. If you know what I mean. Well, if it's so easy, why don't you do it? 1 for each finger. As they say. I gotta get back for some of these Lux Radio Theater appearances. The recording schedule is pretty brutal.
Can you help me clean up these coffee cups?
Genetically. Are you English and need glasses too? Much like that girl you're trying to woo. More rules, just like when I lived at home. Whatever, Dad. I just don't understand you, Dad. Cold, calculating. Be like the $6 million man, son. And maybe you'll get that BB gun. Now, is it okay if I breathe? I would if you hadn't already started renting out my room, Dad. I mean, I've only been graduated from high school for 3 months.
And, with the sun astonishingly high in the sky, considering how early in the morning it was, the OSI prepared to become the very first group on the planet to send human beings into outer space. All of that just to make sure that they get cable in those rockets.
Drinking cup after cup of coffee. It's like a smoke break.
Who asked you, wise guy?
I'm actually half Vulcan. The machines get good unions.
Just be a sociopath.
A sociopath, you say?
Time to pack you into these rockets and send you off to the stars, as foretold by the title of the film.
Which is why I'm running away.
Oh, he remembered something I said.
He loves animals.
It's my job. Seriously, that's why they hired me. There's a Starbucks down the way.
One lump or two?
I do. We work together. That's creepy. Make it quick. I have to send you to your death soon.
You don't look it either.
Typical man. Next on General Hospital, Richard and Susan elope.
Kissing to the stars.
We hope you brought enough girls to kiss for everyone.
I really hope you're worth it.
Meanwhile, it was a beautiful day at Cape Canaveral.
Double Viewmaster all the way. It's a dramatic cue. What will they do?
Look, a mini-master.
Preparing for our flight with stock footage everywhere. Strapping in to our chair with another person there. Impersonal space travel. I hope I get some tang at least.
End of the dramatic cue. Our movie's almost through.
Riders to the stars.
5:14, 3 minutes to go.
Time for some Joe.
Equipment check? Yes, sir. They should be boarding now.
They've already been through security.
Oh, here's some coffee for you, Chief.
Thank you, Frank.
Science runs on coffee.
Contact with the observatory.
I have them on the line now.
Is your refrigerator running?
Electronic computer?
Check.
Radar?
Check.
Hot Lips and Trapper John are on their way to the noise show as we speak. Listen to that drone.
I just realized I'm going to have to use that funnel and hose if I need to go to the bathroom, and I heard those are really gross.
Tell my wife and kids I love them very much. They know. MR ducks, CDEDBD wings.
Transmission is very clear.
Is IP freely there? You better put a ring on it.
Control to Lockwood.
Don't flirt on an open channel, please.
Lockwood.
Tilt your chair to horizontal position.
It's time for your space yoga instructions. Begin.
Start with a deep breath.
Chair in position.
Downward space dog.
How are they doing, Jane?
They're about to start the Leica position.
Increase to 81. Lockwood 80. Gordon normal.
Hanging out with Grover keeps him even.
Yes? 1 minute to go.
I hope none of you have a fear of heights.
Right.
Observatory check.
On the nose.
And in the ear.
Clear the firing area.
Let's hope our math is right.
Gordon here. Everything okay?
I hope my cold exterior helped check. Prevent any kind of personal warning attachments.
Blue. Warning blue.
Even the lights know how I feel. It's 5:17 before a NASA flight.
Name check.
Who am I again?
Gordon Lockwood Stanton.
Gordon Lockwood Stanton was one of those ELP side projects you rarely hear about.
40 seconds.
We might finally be building some tension. Hold on.
30 seconds.
It's getting closer for sure.
Warning red.
Something might go wrong.
20 seconds.
Continue to adjust dials and headsets.
10 seconds.
Stand by to fire rockets. Observer standby ports.
This whole film has been on standby so far.
Stand by.
Get ready for the wackiest rocket race this side of the Mississippi.
7 seconds.
You just can't beat those government-issue Viewmasters. The quality is just astounding.
Four.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
One.
One.
Are you done copying me?
Are you done copying me?
Let me take you on a little trip. My supersonic ship's at your disposal if you feel so inclined. I gotta say, this chair is very comfortable. We're gonna travel faster than light, so do up your overcoat tight and you'll go anywhere you want to decide.
Rocket 2.
Rocket 2.
This one's for you. On my supersonic rocket ship, nobody has to be hip. The red filter keeps us out of sight. It's not easy seeing green. Having to spend each day seeing the color of leaves. When I think it could be nicer using the red Viewmaster or just looking out the window. I think he's going to win the Viewmaster competition if the picnic does happen this year. And they were never seen again. The Office of Stock Footage Insertion for all your stock footage needs.
Rockets off.
And so is the movie, finally.
Gravity 2.
This one's for you.
Gravity 3.
Wouldn't hurt a flea.
Gravity 4.
Waltz on in the door.
Gravity 5.
Makes you feel alive. This is quite a fix.
Accelerating. On course. Gravity 9.
Where's Divine?
Those matte paintings look so beautiful from up here.
Rocket 2, whop.
I hate when that happens.
Trying.
Keep sciencing. Give it everything you've got.
Is this part of a Grateful Dead liquid light show, or maybe some leftover scenes from that end bit of 2001?
Correcting.
This film could use some correcting, that's for sure.
Now he's all right. Good boy.
He might marry you yet.
Gravity 11.
This sure feels like heaven.
It was wise of them to save the cheapest special effects shot for the end and most dramatic portion of the film.
I'm the slow rocket.
Meteor's approaching the Earth's orbit.
It's the Perseids, right on time.
Gravity 12.
What the hell?
Light check. Gordon.
Gordon, light check.
I'm totally lit, yeah. Cycle rinse error, what does that mean?
Lockwood, light check.
The name of the game is Simple Simon Says, and I would like for you to play it too. That's funny, he never misses a light check at home.
What's the matter with Stanton?
Stanton.
She said emotionless.
Come in, Stanton. Rocket 1 doesn't answer.
You must be blacked out. He took 12 G's in the centrifuge.
I don't understand what could possibly be different now.
What's the altitude? 63 miles.
The distance to my aunt's house.
Gravity's falling.
Gravity's rainbow.
They must believe in the Earth's gravitational field.
Science runs on faith.
Richard, can you hear me, Richard?
What was that? I can't hear you with all these rockets going.
Richard, are you all right?
I must have grayed out.
Are we back in color again?
I think I'm okay now.
Reach meteor altitude. Level off and switch to manual.
And quit hitting the bar so hard.
These rocket ships look like they were conveniently put together inside of a broom closet somewhere.
I can see the Earth balloon.
And the stars look very different today.
Must be cosmic particles hitting the hull of the ship.
There's one now.
I can see the curve of the Earth.
Far above the world.
Tell him to stop sightseeing.
We'll save that for our honeymoon.
Time to use the Space Viewmaster.
Heat inside suits 80 plus.
Me mind on fire.
Increase of radiation in cabin.
Me soul on fire. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Meteor's approaching our rockets 2 o'clock high.
1 more hour until we have to fight Buddy Ravel.
Meteor's approaching your position.
Well, I should watch this. I've heard the Perseids are quite beautiful.
Meteor effects by Ed D. Wood, Jr. Why is my Viewmaster so small?
Give me my speed.
Yes, please look at those switches, dials, and oscilloscopes and tell me what my speed could be.
Speed of meteors, 18,552.
That's dangerous in this neighborhood.
Check radar. Right.
Father Mulcahy and Hawkeye are discussing things as we speak.
Increasing speed.
We need more sequels, dammit! More!
At least the vagueness of the instruments they show matches the cheapness of the special effects shots.
Trying to fly parallel.
Hoping that I do this well.
How many times are they going to fly through that same star field?
Gordon here.
Elmo needs me to tell him a story.
A meteor in my sight.
Telemonster seems to have gotten into some trouble. I'll be right back.
Adjusting speed.
There's cops in this area.
Can't tell its size.
Just like we practiced that single time.
Meteor too big.
Grammar incomplete.
Wait for the radar check. Meteor's too big.
Perfect pass. About to catch it. Stand by.
Here's where my quiet smugness pays off. And then there were two.
Gordon, come in, Gordon.
Now he and Oscar can never reconcile.
Can you see what's happened to Gordon?
I really shouldn't look at these Robert Block Viewmasters right before bedtime.
Good Lord. Stanton, the control.
I liked fighting magnetic monsters better.
Gordon's disintegrated.
Oh, and we shared a subplot in a deleted scene.
No. No.
Whoa, cool effect.
Thank you, Rick Baker.
Gordon.
Susan and Elmo will miss you.
Gordon.
He was a science teacher, so these Sesame
He's
Street
gone.
Jokes track.
He's gone, do you hear me?
I just like the episodes with him in them better.
I'm coming back.
The director's losing his mind.
Wait for computations.
Only a mathematician can save him now.
How did you 10,000?
10,000 what?
See you downstairs.
For coffee and donuts.
He's back in the war. Lockwood, snap out of it. Lockwood.
We need you to finish the movie.
Name check.
Lockwood on the mic. Lockwood on the mic. We're out in space. Things are tight. Lockwood on the mic.
I wonder if that deleted scene will show up on the Blu-ray.
We need you so the pressure's not all on my son.
Zero GFX created by Douglas Trumbull.
You'll catch a cold outside. I'm not going to tell you a second time.
This is when we find out that Lockwood doesn't like seatbelts.
Don't make me bury another doctor.
Lockwood,
oh, he makes me so mad.
There's no gravity.
It's a calamity.
Come in, Lockwood.
Come on, Lockwood. Don't leave him hanging.
Lockwood, answer me, Lockwood.
I'm coming back. I'm coming down.
All because she wouldn't say yes to his marriage proposal.
Get me down.
I have so much more science left to do. Is a small goat dying in there?
Well, it's a good thing I asked for all those extra scenes.
Richard, are you all right?
Hell of a day.
Richard, answer me.
Fine.
Can you hear me, Richard?
What was that? I was flying a rocket.
Richard, are you all right?
I lost two colleagues and I might die, but Stanton. Otherwise I'm fine.
Meteor swarm passed.
For a while there, it was a little rocky.
What's happened to Lockwood?
His student loans finally caught up with him.
Power on nose and tail rockets.
Dramatic pause.
He shot out into space.
As was foretold during the training montage.
Do you have rocket under control?
Well, of course, baby.
Rocket under control.
I'm that good.
Richard, listen to me.
Dad, I'm on the phone.
Return to base immediately.
All of your base are belong to me, son.
Switch over to automatic.
No way, I prefer driving a stick.
Switching over.
Well, thank God the excitement has passed.
Bring him in over the base. Right.
Have a jet sound effect ready for when he lands.
Control to Stanton.
I'm still here, baby.
Accelerate. Fire nose rocket one.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Firing one.
Oof, don't go in there for a while.
Now 12,803 on course. Guiding you in.
Looks like we might end a little early tonight, boys.
He's flying back through the same star field, but they just reversed the image.
I'm gonna go rogue. There's a brilliant object approaching. And this seems like the perfect time to add some actual drama to our story.
Meteor approaching, converging on glide path.
It could destroy him.
Speed about 18,200.
200 what?
Caution. Meteor approaching you. Intersecting your glide path.
You know what to do, hero.
Speed 18,200.
A meaningless number under the circumstances.
I'm gonna take a crack at it.
No! Continue course.
Why not? This is what the film's been building to.
Switching off automatic.
You switched off your targeting computer. What's wrong?
Accelerating.
Nothing. I'm all right. If it's meteor, shouldn't it be tasty? Let's find out.
Richard, you're ordered to return at once.
Or you'll go straight to bed without supper.
Return at once.
No way, Dad. I'm the star of this movie.
To slow down for a landing.
I want the speed.
Stubborn fool, give him the speed.
Well, Keanu won't do the sequels for that one, so you might as well give it to him.
Your speed? 18,663.
Carry the two.
Approaching meteor.
Looks friendly enough.
Slowing down.
Check it out, Rick Wakeman's keyboard rig.
How are we gonna land it?
You promised, Richard. You promised.
And that was before I was in love.
Please.
I'm closing in.
Tonight on Meteor Stalkers.
It's about 20 inches in diameter.
I could play basketball with it.
I'm gonna try for it.
What's the worst that could happen?
It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
It's so easy.
He's out of his mind. He'll never get down.
I don't know why this was hard for my peers who didn't survive.
Behind.
I'm gonna miss that map painting when I get home.
Moving in.
I have you now.
Opening.
Huh?
This movie is so cheap that at this point in the film they can't even afford any more rocket fire effect.
Check it out, this kid is gonna break 10,000 points on asteroids.
Sorry about that. Space makes me gassy.
I did it. I've got it.
My hero.
Got a meteor.
And a date with destiny.
He's right. The meteor's disappeared.
No, he's got it, actually.
Release gliding wings.
Opening gliding wings.
Maybe I'll make it. Maybe I won't. Finally, this movie has some suspense.
Bring him in as close to base as you can.
But not too close. He's in
all
trouble.
Personnel, stand by for crash landing.
That's the only kind we know.
Personnel, stand by for a crash landing. Emergency equipment. Condition red.
The first one to save my boyfriend gets invited to the wedding.
Gravity zero.
You're my hero.
Altitude 78 miles. You're in the upper atmosphere. Can you feel the stick yet?
That's a rather personal question.
Very sluggish. Temperature increasing inside the rocket. 130.
Party people all around me feeling hot, hot, hot.
40. Control to stamp. Airspeed 3,000.
3,000 what?
He's got to decelerate somehow. But tell him to save his rockets.
Foreshadowing?
Try to decelerate before you hit heavier atmosphere.
You don't want to get caught speeding around here.
Try to nose up.
Snobbier and more prudish, please. The pale blue dot. A remarkable speck of water and life in an endless and unforgiving universe that surrounds us, constantly spinning in an ocean of outer space.
Temperature 190.
See the people rocking. Hear the people chanting. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
220.
Ole, ole, ole.
Can't
I hate Buster Poindexter.
Get me out of here. It's too hot.
Isn't there a Cure song we could quote?
I can't stand it. Get me out of here.
Two out of three men will lose their minds on these kinds of missions.
Decelerate.
Slow down, you maniac.
I can't see the instrument.
The guitar is nowhere to be found. Otherwise, the movie's a few minutes shorter.
Well, we might have to scrub this entire mission now. Maybe we'll have to keep this secret and try to relaunch NASA in a few years.
Decelerate. Use remaining rockets.
Simplify grammatic tendencies.
Stanton, can you hear me?
Remember those ads?
Shoot off rocket 2.
It's the thing to do.
Oh, even in the future, nothing works.
I'm saving it for a rainy day.
He must not die. He's so close.
And he's my son, too, so I kind of care about him a little bit.
Can you hear me, Stan?
He must have Horizon.
Baby wants blue velvet.
I'm over the North Pole.
I can see Santa's workshop.
Will Ferrell seems to be getting ready for a mystical journey.
Angle of flight, 80 degrees. Altitude, 12,000 feet.
Look out for mountains, airplanes, and superheroes.
Temperature, 289.
Ole, ole.
To pull up, he's got to reduce speed.
Damn you, don't die on me.
Why do movies like this always end with some guy playing with his stick?
Someone cut my brake line.
We're tracking you now.
We weren't before for some reason.
I think I can bring him into Sector 4.
The Badlands.
He doesn't burn up first.
Don't worry, Susan. We'll get you a new boyfriend.
Come on, Jay. Let's ride with the ambulance.
They said I could work the siren.
Send some people, too, if you can.
Isn't this great? So many numbers in this movie.
Approaching area.
Grammar eroding. Just not around sweets. 4,000 what?
3,000.
Meaningless numbers.
Change descent to 2 degrees.
Numbers devoid of context.
Hey, we're returning back to where we started.
You're drifting right.
You're causing a fright.
Hold it.
Now hit it.
Isn't this a strange time to start whistling?
You're down to 1,000 feet. Pull up your nose.
Snobbier. Snobbier.
That's enough.
You're too snobby now. Talk about a soap opera or maybe some genre fiction novels you read.
They had a real big problem with some falling rocks from the sky.
Altitude 800 feet. Brace yourself for crash.
Bandicoot to follow.
I give the signal. Pull your nose up sharply.
Be snobbier than you've ever been before.
Steady.
Talk about art you've never seen.
Now.
Sure, cut away from the action when it's getting good. Damn, those early versions of Pong were really bad. I guess that's supposed to be the ship crashing? I'm going to have to ask for a more comfortable chair. That one was terrible.
Did you make it? I don't know.
There's still a few minutes of the movie left, so we'll have to investigate first.
We did everything we could.
Here they are, the most daredevil group of Daffy drivers to ever whirl their wheels in the wacky races, competing for the title of World's Wackiest Racer! Oh, I wore the wrong kind of shoes for this.
Dramatic sting!
I don't know if our insurance is going to cover this. And all the way out here in Joshua Tree? Oh boy. That's going to be a bit of an ambulance ride.
Scattered on the rocks, riders to the stars. Only one in three will survive.
Here's the cup of coffee you promised me.
Oh, you horrible man, you made me worry. Now that this is over, can we retire to the suburbs like Jeff and his wife did in the previous movie?
It's not the years, honey. It's the mileage.
It looks like a used piece of chewing gum. We meet at last.
Do any of these guys know real
rockets
science?
And space stations will be able to stand the bombardments of cosmic rays.
Keep dreaming.
With a coating of crystallized pure carbon.
Okay, Dad, you've gone around the bend this time.
That's what diamonds are made of.
And into every girl's life, a diamond should fall.
Here's looking at you, kid. He traveled very far, this rider to the stars.